الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We today, the 28th of Shawwal, started most probably, depending on the sighting of the moon, by Jummah will be the first of Zulqa'dah. And these are the three months of Ashhur-e-Hurum, which are together: Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. Very, very blessed days they are. Zulhijjah, the day of the days of Hajj, the days of Qurbani, Muharram. Very, very great days are coming in front of us. We just passed with Ramadan. Allah make that what we have gained, we haven't lost it, but that we carry it on, and now again we can benefit so greatly with these great days. These days, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, the number of months by Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has determined and made, إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا, is there are 12 months, and they are fi kitabillah, in the book of Allah. That is, in the greatest ordinance, the greatest laws, they are recorded there that there will be 12 months for the year. The lunar year also with the moon, and the solar year with the sun. They are all 12 months. If we get yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard, and this was determined already when Allah created the heavens and the earth. It was recorded and then it was executed. Allah did it accordingly. Just like we have a plan for a building plan. The plan is there and then you build according to the plan. It was there already in the plan. And when the building comes up, now what was in the plan is played out here, is shown here. So like that, this was recorded already, 12 months. And when Allah created the heavens and the earth, Allah made it according to that plan of Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ, that is the strong, powerful deen of Allah, the system of Allah Ta'ala, which overpowers all other systems. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, and so in those days, don't do any wrong to you. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayh, in his tafsir, he writes that all the sins which are committed during these 4 months, Rajab that passed, and then these 3 months here, the sins are multiplied also. The normal ruling for sins is that how much a person committed a sin, only so much is written for him. Good deeds, what he does, you think of a good deed and the sawab is written. When you do it, the sawab is even more. And according to our how we do it, our sincerity and all other qualities that are required in doing amal, it goes from 10 to 700 and more than that also, how much a person does. So the good deeds in these months are also multiplied. And the sins also are multiplied. So we should be more particular that we do not commit any sins during these months. Also, Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayhi, writes that the habits that will be formed during in these months will remain permanently with a person. So if in these 3 months now, which are coming, we make sure we make our namaz with jamaat, we try and make our namaz with sincerity, devotion, all good things, we stay away from sin. This is a period like a training period. And what you do in that, it will stay with you forever. So Allah has given us this opportunity. Now during these 3 months, we all know what bad habits we have got. Just control it for these 3 months, and inshallah for life, it will be under control. Whether it's the phone, whether it's anything else, whatever it is, just control it for these 3 months. So these are great, great months that are coming in front of us. We should be try and prepare ourselves accordingly and take advantage of the great goodness which Allah Ta'ala has kept. Then of course, it is the months of Hajj. All of us will not be going for Hajj. Very fortunate are those who are going for Hajj. But if we are not going, what spiritually we can be there also. We can think of us as being there, and we can benefit also from all that. We make our Ishraq Namaz, and we get the full sawab. Three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So try and do that, especially during these three months which are coming. The rewards are also so much more greater. All our nawafi, let us try and do that during these months. And let us set an example for our family members, for our friends, the people around us. They must be able to notice also that now this person here, he's more engaged in ibadat. His attitude has been changed. So let Allah give us tawfiq for that. We can benefit tremendously. So during these months, all our good deeds, the sawabs go much more. And the sins, they are also much more. So we must be very careful and prepare ourselves, even especially those who haven't gone for Hajj. They must also prepare. We don't know when, especially now with all this, you don't know when you get your accreditation. So if you are ready before time, otherwise last minute, then according to us, we got so many things to do, packing our bags, etc. And in packing the bag, the main thing that we should pack was Zadu Taqwa, the provision, the pat cost. The bags of Taqwa are the most valuable. But we pack all other things. We should have our Taqwa and prepare for our Hajj. Hajj, we have to know, one is the Masail, very, very important. Otherwise, Hajj will not be done correctly. And then we should know the history of Hajj. It will make it so much more valuable than the spirituality of Hajj. Then we'll get the benefit. So all the different aspects also. It must not be like it is said that Hajj karke aaye, lekin abhi Hajj karna nahi seekha. That we have come back from Hajj, we already got the title of Haji Sahab, but we haven't still learned how to make Hajj. Like a person got his driver's license already, but he doesn't know much. Is that in the passenger seat to drive or in the driver's seat? He doesn't know what's the accelerator and what's the brake, but he's got his driver's license already. And today this is common in the world. People get certificates and they don't know, they can't read the certificate also. But they got the certificate. So Hajj also. And it is said with regard to the kafan bardosh ho gayi. Now we already got our kafan on. They gave us ghusl, they gave us kafan. Lekin abhi marna nahi seekha. But we haven't learned how to die. We are dead already, but we haven't learned how to die. And we must die, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That you have surrendered so fully to Allah Ta'ala. Your minds, your thought, your actions, everything is for Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We have to work towards that we are fully and totally the servants of Allah. That person, when he passes away, what enjoyment in the qabr. And if we did not surrender to Allah, and we go in the qabr, and till ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of qiyamah, with all our evil and sins, which will transform in the form of snakes, fire, the smiting and the hitting of the malaika, we'll have to tolerate that till the day of qiyamah. How can we? So we should learn to surrender ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. And what better period can there be than this period? Allah has given us this wonderful occasion to prepare. So we should prepare our Hajj also. Talk about Hajj also. It should be such that none of our gatherings must be without talking of Hajj now. Even if we are not going. Today, unfortunately, if there's some sports event, everyone is talking of it everywhere. Where there is no occasion for it, in the masjid, there also we talk in sport. We thinking of that sport. Everything we are just entered. When it's the holiday season, everyone is in that holiday mood. Everyone asking, where are you going? Where are you people going? It's just like, but now it should be about the Hajj and the Qurbani. Qurbani in any case is for all of us. And the Qurbani is also a great ibadah. Every year, if we refresh our masail and the history of Qurbani and the spirituality of Qurbani, the Qurbani will take on a complete different form, and it will have so much meaning. We will look forward to it, and we should not spoil our Qurbani, which today, unfortunately, on the cell phone to take a photo is so easy. In the days of before, with a camera, you have to buy the film, you have to load your film, you only got limited 8 photos, you can take 12, 16 photos, what? The size of your film. Then came the time of the video machine, a big apparatus you have to put there. Now with the cell phone, it's in everyone's hand. And you just press 1-2 buttons and you video everything. You take photos of everything. And that Qurbani, which was such a noble, what a great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we put it in the gutter lines. With this the photo and this videoing has destroyed our deen, the spirituality of deen, whether it's Hajj, whether it's any other function in the masjid. One person was saying, Mufti Taqi Usmani went to one gathering or redini gathering, Hifz Khatam or something, and just the cameras are, the phones are out. He had to plead with them, please put it, what is this? But you tell the fatwa is not given it of it of haram, this is going to carry on. And all this year, what is happening in Hajj itself, the whole spirituality that is gone out, in Hifz Khatam's occasion, in Walimas, in Qurbani, all this voting for videoing and taking photos has destroyed all the Nuraniyat, all the Barakat, and that sanctity of that has been totally destroyed. So let us save ourselves from that. Why destroy this great Ibadat of Qurbani? On the one side, we will say, every year we say this year's animals are very expensive. Every year it's written down, recorded, that all of us we will say. But we buy those expensive animals, we make our Qurbani, and we go and destroy it with the photo again. When we sacrifice so much money, make it now worthwhile to be sent to Akhirah, to be preserved there. Why destroy it now? If you got something just for, like cheap, and you want to destroy it, then also it shouldn't be. But this we say it's so expensive, and then we still go and destroy it. So Allah give us tawfiq during these days which are coming, that we prepare for them, and we live according to that also. And if we do that, our lives will change for the better. And the real thing is that the deen must come into our lives, not just outward action. Qurbani also Allah says, لَيَّنَا لُلَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah doesn't want the meat of the animal. He doesn't want the blood of the animal. He wants our taqwa. If a person develops taqwa, Ramzan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that taqwa comes in you. The Qurbani, if taqwa comes into us, then a person will live a life of taqwa with his wife, what a wonderful life. With her husband, what a wonderful life. With the children, with everyone. That is what our lives must change for the better. Not only that our deen now, we are making lot ibadat and that, but our other life, our business life must change now. Islamically, business is not done for profit. It is, you make profit, that is 100%. But it is a service to humanity. And where the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, had started, and besides them, many other people, whether it was here in South Africa, go to Madagascar, where our people went, and they went right in what we still say in the Bundus, and they opened the shop there. It was more as a service for those people, not more to make money from those people. There were those people who exploited them, and they made big, big profits, and wrongly they did wrong business, and they exploited the people. But by and large, the people went, and they, is the service. Islam that spread in the Far East, whether it was China, Indonesia, Malaysia, it was all the Sahaba who went on the pretext of business. And they opened their businesses there, and they gave a service to the people. And that attracted all towards Islam. So our aqaid must be correct, our ibadat must be correct, then our muamalat, our business dealings also, then our muasharat with our family, family life must also. It's not just we become pious and our family life is in torn and tatters and it's all in a horrible state. If deen comes in our life, our family life will also come right. Everything, our private, public life. And that is when we'll get the enjoyment of Islam and what deen is. And the sweetness of deen, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if my ummah knew what Ramadan was, they will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. So what is that? If the actual, the real thing came into our lives. We say that pudding is very nice. So on the table, you just write pudding. Yes, it now. Enjoy. What nice you're going to enjoy. Just on this piece of cardboard pudding. The actual pudding must be there. Then you're going to enjoy that. So just the name Islam is not going to be enough. The deen must be there. Islam, not the knowledge of deen is also not enough. If we can have all the knowledge of deen, the detailed knowledge of deen, but deen is not in our lives, that is not, deen has to be in our lives. And then even if we haven't got the knowledge, but deen is there, we haven't, we got deen, kindness, tolerance, forgiveness, forbearance, those qualities have to be developed in us. So this is the occasion that Allah is giving. It's all the time. But these are ideal, where the rewards will be greater and the fear is put in us, the sins will be greater also. Where whatever we do in these months will become habitual. It will stay with us also. So it's an ideal time for us to turn towards it. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us towards righteousness and appreciate this wonderful opportunity. Otherwise, when mort will come, a person will say, قَالَ رَبِّ رِجِعُونِي Oh Allah, return me again. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ I had the opportunity, or I had good health, let me now go and use it for your deen. I had money, let me go and use it for your deen. It will be said, kalla, never ever can it happen. And in any case, innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha. It was just a word, they were just playing around with words. When many times they came in the, right in the, in Maut's mouth, they made tawbah. We won't do. We'll come right now. Save us, O Allah. I see Allah saved us, and we went back to our own things. So Allah says, even now, after dying, if you have to go back, you'll still go do the same thing. What is in you, that is what you're going to do. So that is what we have to check. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ And now beyond them, barzakhun ila yawmi yubathun will be the life of barzakh, the life of the qabr, till the day of qiyamah. And the qabr, everyone alone, nobody with him. Not his wife, not his children, not his parents, nobody whatsoever. We and our amal. If our bad amal, and we did not make tawbah from them. And they are there now with us, and they are in the form of snakes, and terrible snakes. And in the form of fire, and not just an ordinary fire, a terrible fire, and this will be with us till the day of Qiyamah. How can we tolerate? On the day of Qiyamah, we will be exposed, Yawma Tublas Sarair, when all secrets will be thrown open. Yeah, we did, and we took every precaution, nobody must know. Behind closed doors, underneath the blanket, whatever we did, and nobody knew. But on Qiyamah's day, it will be all thrown open. What you were doing, your wife will see on the big screen what we are doing. Your daughter will see what you were doing. Everyone will see clearly. If we make tawbah, Allah is so merciful and so kind. And these are the days and occasion that we make our tawbah, change our lives for the better. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We don't know whether we'll see another this occasion of Hajj and Qurbani day. This year we ask and we can start preparing. And for Qurbani also we should prepare from before and try and do all the Qurbani properly also. Not just hand it over to somebody else to do, not send away some money to Malawi, to India, cheap qurban is there, let them do it. And our kitchens, everything, not a drop of blood, no, nothing. No, qurbani is, we must get involved. And more than the physical involvement, that also we must do. More than that, the spiritual involvement. And think of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he had to slaughter his son. What a test Allah had put to him. Today, 3,000-4,000 rand is a very big deal. There it was a matter of slaughtering your son. And the son, when you are old and you are desperately in need of him, and he has now reached that age, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعُ السَّعْيَ, that he can do, he'll run around and do all your job. He'll run and do all your errands and he'll do all your work. At that time you must sacrifice him. What it says, إِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salam with so many heavy, heavy tests, but he passed with flying colors in all. And then Allah gave him the great honor when he passed that. He called, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. I give you the highest post in the world, the highest position, and that is to become imam in deen. Allah makes you a leader as far as deeni matters are concerned. Not as far as running the country. Not as far as running a company. Not as far as having a gold mine, an oil refinery. No, the greatest work is when Allah takes work. And that is also the Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. That is the important thing, that even in our families, all of us who are the head of the family, you are the head, but make them pious, then you'll be the head of pious people. You'll be the head of muttaqeen. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Let not the days just pass like that. Allah give us all tawfiq.